You've seen him on television and on the big screen. He's hosted several game shows, including the Comedy Central hit program Win Ben Stein's Money. He's also an economist who's written for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's. His many books include How to Ruin Your Financial Life and Yes, You Can Time the Market. Right now, Ben Stein is promoting the National Retirement Planning Week, which is this week, by the way, and he joins us in studio. Welcome back, Ben Stein, to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
Ben, we frequently hear that Americans simply don't have enough saved for retirement. How large a problem is this?
It's an extremely large problem. There are, first of all, retirement itself is a very scary time because if you're not working anymore, it distracts you from whatever had been on your mind all the years you were working, and you have to contemplate being old and losing your health and losing your life. But mainly, my part of that is not the spiritual part. My part is the part about being financially prepared. There are 77 million baby boomers racing towards retirement, of whom about 40% have less than $50,000 in household savings, not counting equity in their home. Only about 20% have more than $100,000 in savings, and only about 8% have more than $250,000 in savings. So that is a very, very serious problem. Social Security, on average, pays for about 35 to 40%. I think it's something like 38% of a normal retired person's expenses. There are only 20% of the population who can expect to get meaningful defined benefit plans. So people have to save. It's up to them. It's up to them to come up with the money to protect themselves in retirement.
How about some common retirement myths?
Well, I'd say the worst retirement myth in terms of wrecking people's lives is that when they retire, they will spend a great deal less money than when they weren't retired. I mean, yes, you don't have to commute to work. You don't have to pay for parking at work. You don't have to pay for as much dry cleaning. And to some extent, you get Medicare. But there's a lot of medical expense that is not covered by Medicare. There is the expense of amusing yourself and entertaining yourself. Mm-hmm. There is the expense of helping your children buy a first house or finish graduate school or help them if they get divorced. So there are many expenses. What has been found is that if you estimate that you'll need between 80 and 90% of what you lived on before you retired, you'll be closer to the mark. And some people need to spend more because they need to travel and they need to amuse themselves. But those people don't have to do that. They just choose to do that.
Ben, why has this become, in your opinion, such a huge problem for our country? I mean, how did it get this way?
Well, because people don't save enough. There's an extreme crisis about saving. I'll give you this great example. In China, the average per capita GDP, or the per capita GDP, I should say, it's automatically an average, is roughly 1/50th that of the U.S. They save 40% of their income. In the U.S., we save something like 1%. So there's just not enough saving. The savings rate in this country was a substantial amount until the 70s or 80s, and then it just disappeared altogether. I think the struggle has been that as wage growth has declined, people still want to keep a rising standard of living, so they've just squeezed savings out of their agenda. And this is going to hurt them very badly in the long run.
How are the Chinese saving so much?
Well, they live very frugally and modestly and are used to a very low standard of living and have not yet become accustomed to a high standard of living. When they do, Katie bar the door.
Mm. So, Ben, let's say I hear you now. I understand you say there's a lack of discipline in Americans today with their savings. Let's say I have the growing conviction as a listener of the show now that I need to do something. Can you give me 1, 2, 3 steps? Give me the Ben Stein action plan to making better decisions going forward.
Well, the standard plan, I know you don't like the conventional wisdom, but the standard plan would be to find a sane, solid financial advisor, not a crank, not a crackpot, not somebody who promises to double your money in 6 months, not somebody who's going to have you trade commodities, but just a sensible guy who will put you into a sensible, prudent plan. Get references, check those references. If he seems good to you or she seems good to you, start investing your money with that person. Figure out how much you're going to need at retirement. Now, here comes another stunner. I think, really, you should have between 15 and 20 times what you need to live on saved by retirement, preferably 20 times. That way, at interest, you will have enough to live on and more. Because, see, here's a piece of data which is really going to startle you. If the ordinary retiree can expect to live into his mid-80s or her mid-80s, in that 20 years between age 65 and age 85, prices will double, maybe more than double. That means if whatever you had to live on was adequate when you retired, it's not going to be adequate when you are in your 80s. Mm. So you have to have more than enough so you can continue saving and adding to capital. So that's so I'd say make a plan that provides you'll have enough in retirement to live on and continue adding to capital. And that's a very, very important plan.
Ben, you're an actor and an economist. You're many things besides those. But which is more fun, actually, being an actor or being an economist?
Well, I can give you an unequivocal answer to that. Being an actor is more fun. A lot more fun.
Economics has received a bad reputation over the years as the dismal science. Do you believe economics is a dismal science?
Not at all. I think being an economist is one of the best jobs there is. In fact, I've often recommended to my son that he consider being an economist. I think it's most unlikely that he will be, but I think economics is a great job. My father was an economist. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed it. He used to say, though, that it was the economics for him was like, what was the name of the famous, Will Rogers' Lariat, that he would twirl while he was telling his jokes, and that economics was just the lariat that he twirled while he was telling his jokes. And to some extent, that's true of me, too. But economics is a great subject and a very interesting subject. There's still an awful lot we don't know. There's a fantastic, incredible amount we don't know. Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting subject, and you don't get fired if you're wrong. Mm.
Ben, I'm sure many of our listeners hear you speak, and they say, wow, it sounds so incredible being an actor and an entertainer, all that money, wealth. What's the biggest misconception about celebrities and wealth that you'd like to dispel?
Well, I am certainly not a wealthy person, so it's not so that's...
That's the biggest misconception you want to dispel?
That's myth number one, is that everyone who works in Hollywood is wealthy. I'm not at all wealthy. I mean, I would call myself well-to-do or comfortable, mm-hmm. but certainly not wealthy. And something like 98% of the Screen Actors Guild is unemployed at any given time. Something like 95% of the Writers Guild of America West is unemployed at any given time. So there's not much economic security in Hollywood unless you're at the very, very pinnacle of your craft, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't go out there unless I had a ton of money in my pocket and could live off it for an awfully long time. Mm.
What is your passion, if you had to pin down on one thing? What drives
you? My passion is probably my dog, Bridget. Bridget is my favorite creature on the face of the earth besides my wife and my son, and my passion is to spend as much time as I can in the paws of my lover, Bridget.
And why? What is it about?
Because Bridget offers peace. Bridget offers peace. I mean, all souls yearn for peace, and I find more peace in the looking into my dog's eyes and holding her and feeling her furry presence than just about anything else in the world. Mm.